Okay, hi, my name is Kayla Ordonez, K-A-Y-L-A-O-R-D-O-N-E-Z. I am recording an interview with
Benjamin Salinas, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N-S-A-L-I-N-A-S.
And with
Zoe Torres, Z-O-E-T-O-R-R-E-S.
And you guys are from?
Kingsville.
Kingsville. Okay. And so today the date is September 28th, 2024. We are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as a part of our university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. So starting off, what do tamales mean to you guys?
They're a part of our culture. They've been around Texas for years on end, and to me they're a big part of my culture.
I agree with that statement. They always remind me of my culture and how rich it is, I suppose.
Okay, and do you guys have any special memories with the making of tamales? Like, did you guys grow up with tamales being made in the household or anything like that?
Not me necessarily. I didn't really make tamales. I mainly bought them, but I do associate them.
No, my family never made them, but we always buy them around the holidays, or if a truck is having them, we'll go and buy them in bulk.
Okay, and then when you do go ahead and buy them, do you buy them from like local small businesses or any chain restaurants or any grocery stores in particular?
Like, we buy them from Granny's at Tamales, the little business, or there's the tamale business in Robstown, or from H-E-B.
Okay, and then do you guys enjoy tamales? Like, do you guys like them?
Personally, I do, yes.
I don't personally, but...
That's okay.
Yeah.
And then do you see yourself in the future starting a tradition, maybe with tamales with your family, or just staying a part of just purchasing them from local businesses?
I mean, I would like to someday, if we ever do have children, to maybe pass on that tradition to them and learn it.
Okay. And then so I know you said you don't like tamales, and I know you said you do. Either way, have you guys been encountered with any unusual filling that you're just like, no, that's not something I'm willing to be a part of?
Something unusual to me might not be unusual, but a few years back I barely heard of it. It was like chicken and cream cheese tamales, but I like those. I personally like those tamales.
I would say bean and cheese. I always thought that tamales always was just chicken and pork or beef.
Yeah, we get that a lot. And so, which one would you say are your favorite?
My favorite? Probably the green chile and chicken. I like those.
Okay, and then how did you learn about tamales? Like, growing up, was there a specific person that you would associate with that introduced you to them, or?
Honestly, I can't remember. I just remember one day eating them, and that was that for me.
For me, it was my mom, because every time we'd go to Walmart, and on the way back, she'd be like, oh, there's a granny's truck. We need to go and stop and get tamales. And I'd be like, what? And I tried them when I was little, and I just wasn't a fan. I know it's, like, not really on brand, but... Yeah.
Okay, and that'll conclude the series of this interview, and thank you so much for your time.